Why this works. A custard is egg yolks cooked in liquid, very gently, at a precise temperature. The entire technique exists to navigate a narrow window. Above 72 degrees Celsius, yolk proteins begin to coagulate and thicken the mixture. Above 85 degrees Celsius, they tighten too far and the custard curdles into a grainy, sweet scrambled egg. Everything in this recipe is designed to stay inside that window. Egg yolks contain several proteins that behave differently at different temperatures. Lipids coagulate first, around 72 degrees Celsius. Phosphatin and the lipoproteins follow. The gradual stiffening of these proteins is what thickens the custard. Sugar, dissolved into the yolks before heat is applied, raises the coagulation temperature slightly, by about 3 to 5 degrees Celsius, and gives you a larger working window. This is why the ribboning step, whisking yolks with sugar, matters. You are not just incorporating the sugar, you are chemically adjusting the yolk's heat tolerance. The lecithin in yolks is a potent emulsifier, the same molecule responsible for the stability of mayonnaise and hollandaise. In a custard, it emulsifies the fat in the cream with the water phase, giving the finished custard its smooth, coating quality. A custard made with whole eggs, which have less lecithin per unit of thickening power, is cloudier and grainier. Yolk-only custards are the standard in French pastry precisely because of the lecithin contribution. The ratio matters. 3 yolks, about 60g to 200g cream, gives a pourable, coating custard, the base that, when baked in a bain-marie, becomes crème brûlée. When churned frozen, becomes ice cream. When poured over fruit, becomes sauce. Increase the yolks to 5 and reduce the cream slightly, and you have a setting custard for tarts. Reduce the yolks and add milk, instead of all cream, and you have crème anglaise. The structure is the same. The ratios determine the application. Common mistakes: cooking over too high heat. Target: lowest sustained simmer. Pull at 78 to 82 degrees Celsius, a la nap. Above 85 degrees Celsius, curdled. Why it matters: high heat blows past the narrow 72 to 85 degrees Celsius window. Yolks coagulate aggressively. Custard curdles into sweet scrambled eggs. No recovery from this. What to do? Lowest possible simmer. Induction hob is ideal. Use a thermometer. Pull at 80 degrees Celsius. Work around stove too hot at lowest. Use bain-marie. Bowl over barely simmering water. Slower but absolute control. Stopping too early. Target a la nap consistency. Coat spatula. Finger-drawn line holds. Why it matters: undercooked custard tastes eggy, raw, watery. The thickening only happens in the 72 to 82 degrees Celsius window. Before that, it's just warm liquid. Visually similar to ready, but functionally not. What to do? Trust the spatula test, not the time. Drag finger across spatula back. Workarounds: stopped early, continue cooking carefully. Rescue as long as no curdling visible. Forgetting the ice bath. Target: strain into cold bowl over ice immediately after pulling off heat. Why it matters: carryover cooking is significant. Hot pan plus hot custard continue cooking the yolks. Without ice bath, custard can go from a la nap to curdled in 60 seconds. What to do? Prepare ice bath before starting. Fill bowl with ice, set strainer over a clean bowl, ready to receive. Workarounds: cold water bath in larger bowl, slower but workable. Strain through fine mesh sieve every time. No exceptions. Why it matters: even perfectly cooked custards have chalazé, white strands, occasional small cooked yolk bits, and bean specks. Straining gives the silky, professional texture. What to do? Fine mesh sieve over the ice bath bowl. Pour through, scraping any solids. Workarounds: no fine mesh, cheesecloth and a regular strainer. Slower, but works. Over ribboning. Target: 1 minute of vigorous whisking until yolks are pale and slightly thickened. No more. Why it matters? Long ribboning over aerates and partially denatures yolks. Before heat is applied, custard becomes foamy instead of coating. Texture target is creamy, not airy. What to do? Time it. 60 to 90 seconds of whisking, no more. Then proceed. Workarounds: over ribboned, let rest 5 minutes to deflate bubbles before tempering. Still salvageable. Adding hot cream too fast, no tempering. Target: slow steady stream of warm cream into yolks, whisking constantly. Why it matters: hot cream poured in fast scrambles the yolks on contact, visible yellow flecks in the mixture. Tempering raises yolk temp gradually, so the eventual return to the pan is shock-free. What to do? Ladle by ladle, First 3 to 4 ladles slow into yolks. After the mixture feels warm, you can pour faster. Workarounds: slight scrambling, strain afterwards aggressively. Small loss, but recoverable. What to look for? Ribboning stage: pale, thick, falls from the whisk in a slow ribbon. The sugar is dissolved. The yolks are slightly lightened. After tempering, warm, smooth, uniform. No yellow streaks, no white bits of cooked yolk. Early cooking: thin liquid, just warm. You will doubt it is thickening. It isn't yet. A la nappe: coats the spatula. A finger-drawn line, holds clean. This is the moment. Pull the pan off immediately. Chef's view. This recipe is the chassis that sits under an entire section of the French pastry canon. Crème brûlée, crème caramel, ice cream base, crème chaboust, tart filling, soufflé base. All of them start here. What changes is ratio, additions, and finishing technique. Custard base is not a recipe you make once. It is a skill you develop until you can execute it by feel. The temperature range for a correctly cooked custard is uncomfortably narrow for a home kitchen without a thermometer. My recommendation: use one. An instant read thermometer takes the anxiety out of the most critical moment and lets you focus on the texture cues rather than guessing. Target 78 to 82 degrees Celsius and pull the pan. At 78 degrees Celsius, the custard is just barely coating. At 82 degrees Celsius, it is richly coating and close to the edge. Above 85 degrees Celsius, you are in trouble. The vanilla pod is not optional for a custard intended for creme brulee or ice cream. The flavor of real vanilla extract at this ratio is thinner than a pod. For pastry cream destined for a tart, where other flavors are present? Chef test notes. Tested at 3 end temperatures: 75 degrees Celsius, thin, slightly eggy. 80 degrees Celsius, coating, smooth, correct. And 85 degrees Celsius, grainy, beginning to curdle. The 80 degrees Celsius sample was the target and the one that set correctly when chilled. The 85 degrees Celsius sample was technically usable if strained aggressively, but had a slightly grainy mouthfeel that a trained palate would notice.